more bad takes for you. Now, this take is going to be kind of a take that's, I don't think it applies to black folks, Jay, at all. But this weekend, I was traveling on I-75, and I saw multiple instances with people, you know, scraping up animal carcasses off of the side of the road, roadkill, and putting them in their trucks.
That's disgusting.
I can't tell you how nasty that is. Dead armadillos, dead opossums, dead foxes, dead deer, and they're putting them in their trucks. Now,
that's nasty.
Now, I don't know much about animals or roadkill, but when I see something that dies, flies usually swarm and make maggots. So, how do you clean the meat, per se, or get past the maggot layer to do what you're going to do with this roadkill?
That's a good question.
I don't get it. Now, if it freshly was killed, I would somewhat get it more, but I don't get it still because, you know, it looked like they was pretty dead. You know, they looked, started turning brown. The sun had been cooking the animals a little bit.
Oh, wow.
And they're scraping up with, like, the day, I don't know if them things are a shovel, I guess, or whatever it's called, and putting it into the dadgum trucks.
That was about to be their dinner.
Roadkill.
The roadkill dinner.
I just don't get it. And I don't think blacks do this, even the rural ones. I can't see a black doing that. I just can't.
I mean, I've never heard of it, but either way, it's disgusting. Like, you're not going to see me, like, pick up a dead animal and take it home to eat for dinner. No, I'm going to leave it alone. And on top of that, these are animals that normally people shouldn't be eating anyway, even if they weren't roadkill. Like, let's say they went out hunting. Like, why would you want to have a fox for dinner? Or armadillo for dinner? Why would you want to slap that on the grill?
And how do you get past that shell they have?
Yeah.
Is that shell fried too? Like, what the hell? So many questions, like, but when you seen that this weekend as I was driving, I said 75, was like, man, like, really? What are we doing? What are these people doing? What are these people doing? Like, really?
Yeah, that's crazy. I guess they're trying to get, like, I don't know, I guess they're wanting something for free instead of just simply going to the grocery store and getting prepackaged meat. Or even going to the butcher shop where an animal's professionally butchered, like normal animals. I guess they figure, okay, you know, that's a free lunch. But, you know, a free lunch or free dinner is not always good at all.
Yeah, all free ain't good free.
Like, if I was even starving, I'm still not going to turn around and eat roadkill for dinner. It's not going to happen.
No way, no how.
Like, I'll go hungry.
Exactly. For that ever. No place. And we have this, Jay. We covered this a few years ago about listener Alvin from 2016 who got lost going to Tennessee and lived up in El Paso by the Mexican border and was sending us emails while he was lost, which threw us off. But Jay Alvin had a baggers conference in Charlotte this past weekend. He ended up in Erie, Pennsylvania, Jay.
How does one end up in Pennsylvania if they were supposed to go to North Carolina?
I don't know. My only thought is he got on
I-75 rather than I-85.
So I'm assuming he didn't make it to this conference.
He did not. It gets worse.
Oh, gosh.
He was supposed to be on his way back home to Atlanta. But he ended up in Niagara Falls, but he called it something else. And told me, quote, he saw the Canadian-Honduras war up there because the, quote, lick was fighting each other.
The lick was fighting each other? Who's the lick?
I have no idea what the lick is.
It says, when is Canada and Honduras fighting? I missed this whole thing.
I had no idea that either. That peace before fuck each other. I had no clue that either, Jay. I had no clue. But how the man got home, only God knows. But
yeah, that's a good question too.
He was going to North Carolina, which is up I-85 from Atlanta. He ended up in Erie, Pennsylvania, and then Niagara Falls. Tells me, quote, the squared box told him where to go.
I highly doubt that his GPS told him to go from Pennsylvania to go to Niagara Falls to get to Atlanta.
Why?
Trying to blame the GPS.
Why did he even do this to himself?
But then, like, if you would have said it was somebody else, I would have, you know, probably been surprised. But then when you mentioned it with Alvin, I was like, I'm not really that surprised, because 3 years ago he got lost for about a week.
Exactly.
He was in several different states.
Exactly.
And he was nowhere close to where he was supposed to be at.
Nowhere close. I remember he called it, I went weast.
Yup, weast. Mm-hmm. And then he said that his alphabet stopped working.
Yeah, his alphabet stopped working. I'm like, come on, dude, man, really? Like, come on, like, he hasn't even stopped driving.
I agree. Like, I think next time he has a conference out of town, he just needs to get him a Greyhound bus ticket and do that. I think that it's a safer for himself and everybody else.
Exactly, because he is a busser.
That's the thing. He normally takes the bus while he's in town locally. So that's surprising that he would rent a car to go out of town knowing that he gets lost. Like, he could just get on the Greyhound and bus it there.
Exactly. He's talking about, I don't know why my device beamed me there, boss.
His device beamed him there?
Yeah, he don't know why.
There's no such thing.
He's like, on the inside of the device, boss, is some weird language and descriptions.
What?
I mean, the dashboard? Nah, boss, that's like a basketball thing.
No. Oh, wow.
That's a back. Yeah, boss, it had weird language on it. Then it played weird things out of the sound receptacle. The sound receptacle. What in the hell is that?
Exactly.
It was bad. He came in the office and told me today. And today he also in the office tried to get me to fill him a prescription once more.
After you already told him that you are not a pharmacy.
But according to him, a pharmacy is the non-upstate version of Macy's. According to him. For y'all who don't know Alvin speak, non-upstate means women. I don't know why. It's what he calls women. I can't tell you why he calls women that. But that's what he told me today.
So the pharmacy is supposed to be the women's version of Macy's?
That's what he tells me. That's what he tells me. box. The pills in the closet, right? Give me the pills. It's the slip of the pills, right? The pills slip. The pills slip, boss. The paper slip, boss, for pills. Calm down, Alvin. I ain't got no pills. Yeah, you do. You're in the closet, boss. You have them.
I don't know what made him think that you were a pharmacy in the first place. And how was he getting his prescriptions filled before? Because I'm quite sure he took some type of medication before that, you know, that this isn't new. I don't know why he thinks you're a pharmacy.
The medicine he takes is for pain, too. They're pain pills.
Oh.
I guess all them years of throwing bags and attrition, I guess. Such a hard job throwing a bag. Such a taxing position.
Yep.
So taxing on the body. You know, like, come on, dude. Then he's asking me, can I do his birthday party for him? I'm like, why?
Yeah.
I want you to quote EJ my party. EJ.
EJ?
Yeah. Because, you know, I need you to bring them EJ birds and the EJ buttons and play the sound stuff for me. What?
That's what music is called now? The sound stuff?
And can you give a show out to Jeff for me at my party? Give you a show out to Jeff, huh? This is just to say that my fist clenched up real hard when he said that to me.
Like he's still talking to Jeff, the person who doesn't exist?
Yeah. Yo, boss. We need to go see that woman again. What woman, Alvin? Down in the South. That South woman. You know, we went to while the bathtub was around us, right? Mean South Beach. Nah. You know that woman. Trying to say his favorite term, South Bitch, I guess. That woman. You mean the land? Yo, boss. Why is the bathtub around the grass and stuff? That sand, Alvin. Why is the bathtub around it, though? Bye, Alvin. Get out my office, please.
You were just done by that point.
Hey, dude, I regret taking him's ass with me that trip, but he did give me a semi-decent take of South Bitch, which is the semi-decent take, I guess. That's still funny to this day. He wants to go back.
Oh, that
up.
Woman.
That quote woman. You mean South Beach? Not that woman. So yeah, that was my day in the office. Bad takes from Alvin. Came by and saw me. Had to share with me his terrible takes and getting lost once more, Jay.
You poor thing.
God. He's lucky how nice to him he is, because you know I can't stand people to be around me.
Oh yeah, I know.
You know that he's getting a free pass and not getting destroyed. Oh, God. Well, folks, that's this week's Bad Takes. Check us out. More for them at BossManShow.com. We got some more Bossman Show for you after the break.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at BlueberryProductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey, parents. We all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby, 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
All right, fall back on the Boss Man Show. Time for the Boss Report. Today's report will be a little tamer than usual, but it's still the Boss Report. We're going to be crazy as hell. Jay, come off the bad take segment. Are you ready for what we're going to hear from these fools as dumb as hell today?
Yep.
All right. Well, folks, you've been waiting on it. It's time for it. It's here. It's the Boss Report. first story is this, Jay. Bite into crime. Florida woman allegedly chews off boyfriend's thumb and leaves pieces of it on the floor after he's firing off gas in the bed all night.
Dang, so that pissed her off that much that she decided to chew off his thumb?
Yes.
Lady, it is not that serious. Unflattering, but it's not that serious.
Man, that is ridiculous. Like, maybe he had some bad tacos or something. He couldn't handle himself. You know, he's firing off Scud missiles all night. It happens.
Yeah, anything could have caused that.
Man, oh man. Georgia man attacks driver with a machete at Cobb County gas station, which is right from Atlanta, during a road rage incident, chasing the man around the Quick Trip with a machete.
Dang.
Over road rage.
Yeah, that is way too far for road rage. And it was probably something so petty, like homeboy done cut him off or something, or didn't use a signal. Like, it is not that serious to be chasing around somebody with a machete.
Not at all. And think about it. It happened literally the next county over from where I'm at.
That's crazy.
Crazy. Polk County, Florida woman pulled over for having a man and a dog cage in the back of her truck because he wouldn't give her what she wanted sexually.
Yo, wow, these people are insane. Really? She had this man in a dog cage because he wouldn't give her what she wanted. So let him go. If somebody's not satisfying you or doing what you want them to do, let them go. Like, hey, you know what? This isn't going to work out. We need to go our separate ways, not lock him up like an animal in a cage. Who does that?
Exactly.
Wow.
Polk County woman. That's why I don't go to Polk County very often when I'm home. Stuff like this. Florida police warned that flushing drugs down the toilet could create, quote, meth gators.
I didn't know that. Flushing drugs down the toilet can create meth gators?
Yes, according to Florida police.
So that means that if people continue doing that, that you're going to have a bunch of gators in Florida high on meth?
You got that right.
Dang.
Oh, this is a horrible take. Could have been a bad take segment, but I didn't use it. But here we go. Texas cops are sending out a memorandum to residents about it's illegal and it's animal abuse to be putting glitter on your dog's testicles. Why is that even a thing?
First of all, an announcement shouldn't have had to be made about that in the first place because pet owners shouldn't be putting glitter there in the first place. Why is there even having to be an announcement about this? Like, they have that many residents in the area that are putting glitter on their dog's testicles?
Yes.
Why is this even happening?
This should not even be... I'm no dog person. This is a horrible take. Why is it even happening to these dogs? Why? Let them do whatever they do. Roam around, walk around, do whatever the hell they do. Why are you putting glitter on their testicles? Why?
Exactly. What's supposed to be like some arts and crafts project or something? It's an animal. What's wrong with people?
Oh, my goodness gracious me. Help us all, Father. Help us all. Australian man carrying over $200 million worth of meth crashes into police cars parked outside of gas station.
Dang. Well, that wasn't smart.
Not at all. Not at all. I don't get it. If you riding dirty, you need to drive careful.
Even extra careful. If somebody's driving dirty, like, that's not the time to be reckless and crash into police cars.
Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. Gwinnett County man, that's north of Atlanta, scammed San Francisco woman out of over $100K in online dating scheme from website POF.
Oh, POF is such a crappy site. I don't know why people even still use POF to actually try to find a decent person. Most people on POF are scumbags. And while I do feel sorry for the lady who was scammed, it's like, why did she send this man $100,000 in the first place? She don't know him.
Yeah, he's in Georgia and California.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously some type of scam. So what he probably did was that he would sit up there and pour out his so-called sob stories about, oh, this happened and that happened. He needs money for this and that. Just scamming her the whole time. But she shouldn't have opened up her checkbook to him. She shouldn't have sent him nothing.
Here we go, Jesus. This theme is back. It's by somebody famous. Atlanta rapper Young Dro accused of attacking girlfriend with banana pudding.
You know what? I don't understand why people are using food in their domestic attacks. I mean, the last time it was like frozen pops and the banquet frozen meal, and now he used banana pudding to attack his girlfriend?
Yes.
I mean, nobody should be getting attacked anyway, but come on now, really? Banana pudding? So what did he do? He, like, chuck the cup of banana pudding at her?
Bowl and all with spoon.
Wow. Yeah, he needs to get it together. Some anger management, perhaps.
Like, dude, really? Like, dude, you fucking up, dude. Seriously.
Big time.
Oh, my goodness. A Georgia man sues Hardee's. He says civil rights were violated due to not getting enough hash browns.
Rights were violated because he didn't get enough hash browns.
That's because he was brown.
Oh, you know what?
What a take. Are we seriously doing this right now? Really?
He probably didn't correctly read how many hash browns were supposed to come with the order.
Exactly. Like,
I wouldn't call that a civil rights violation. He probably was only supposed to get a certain amount of hash browns. He wanted more. So now all of a sudden it's some type of civil rights violation.
He said, quote, we need to call Al Sharpton and the boys to help me.
Al Sharpton shouldn't even get involved in that nonsense.
It was a civil rights violation. He should have got 12 more hash browns.
Right. The case of missing hash browns. I mean, come on, really? There's some more important stuff to deal with.
Exactly. Like Baltimore. Let's deal with that. You know? Like, come on. Oh, goodness gracious. Florida man arrested for hitting his wife with a hot bowl of chili.
Oh, wow.
Because she would not swallow his dessert, if you catch my drift.
Oh, I catch your drift. Really? That's her choice if she wants to swallow or not. You can't just throw hot chili on somebody just because they don't want to swallow certain liquids.
Like,
it doesn't work like that.
Why is food being used as a weapon again? Like, I don't understand this.
Exactly. I'm wondering the same thing. First the banana pudding, now the hot chili.
Look, food is not to be used as a weapon to throw at people, okay?
No, it's supposed to be eaten.
Man, oh man. Got this one. Florida man hid meth and hot potato wedges, deputies say.
A Florida man hit. Hold up, this man hid meth in potato wedges and thought that this was a good idea?
He sure did.
Wow, people hiding meth in potato wedges. This is crazy. I'm not surprised he got caught. It was stupid to begin with.
The world's getting worse.
Yeah, it's like, come on, Florida. Why are most of these reports about y'all?
Yeah, it's getting bad. It's getting bad. I don't get it. Here we go. Florida man arrested for trying to pull out his junk to prospect free pills at Walgreens from the pharmacist.
What's up with these men pulling out their junk all the time for stuff? And it's like, I'm sorry, but him pulling out his, you know, his junk is not going to get him free anything at the pharmacy. It's not going to happen.
Like, my man, that's your take?
Yeah, he thought that the pharmacy person was going to be that impressed by what he has in store.
Obviously, he did.
And it did not work.
My goodness, it's getting bad for the city of Atlanta, too. This guy's black. Atlanta man riding an e-scooter, doing a lit firework at a police officer after he wouldn't give him change for a five.
He threw a lit firework at a police officer because the police officer wouldn't give him change for a five?
Yes.
What the heck does the police officer need to be giving him change in the first place for? He's not a cashier. What is going on here? Then he decides to throw a lit firework at the police officer, thinking that that was a great idea.
Yes.
He deserves to be in jail, period.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We got another bad tech about this as well. Oh, goodness. Kansas tattoo artist is arrested after getting too freaky with a patron who he was painting a bullseye around their anus. He decided to take his hand in a live dildo, which I stick it in her anus, and got caught with a assault charge saying, quote, it was sitting right there for me to touch. I couldn't resist it.
Disgusting pervert. He deserved to be arrested. All he had to do was just focus on what he was supposed to do with the tattoo and nothing more.
Exactly. Like, I don't understand that take at all. At all. At all, at all, at all. And final story is this. On this report is a Florida man arrested for hitting the Taco Bell worker with a DDT, but not giving him any hot sauce.
What's a DDT?
A wrestling move.
Oh, dang, over some hot sauce? These people are tripping. They need to get over themselves.
Oh, my God, this report is already...
over some hot sauce.
Over hot sauce. My man got DDT'd over hot sauce.
Wow.
That's the move where you take their head and jam it into the ground. Like, you just do like a... You jump up and put a head to the ground.
Gotcha.
DDT. And as he said, also he pinned him for the 1, 2, 3 as well. He counted. He wants somebody to count the pin. 1, 2, 3. Are you kidding me? You want to get a pin fall out of it? Oh, God, people. And that's just part one of bad takes. Not bad. Boss report. Not bad. Boss report. What? I'm confused. Boss report. That's part one of the boss report. Coming out of the break is part two. Which will surely be worse than part one. And I must say so myself. So stick with us on the Boss Man Show, Boss Report, after the break.
And if you don't know, now you know.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu Ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show. Time for the part of the Boss Report. Jay, what are your thoughts on part one so far?
I still can't get over the glitter.
Yeah, you should not be putting glitter on no dog's testicles. First of all, okay, I have a quick question about it before we get to the story report. How was that done? Was it while the dog was asleep? I'm sure, and once again, if the dog is asleep, why are you playing with the dog's balls? Now,
exactly.
Now, I have balls of my own as a man. My balls are sensitive. I feel if you touch my balls. Now, I can't go into a dog's head or a dog's brain. I'm assuming their balls are sensitive, too. I'm assuming.
Uh-huh.
So was the dog awake when you did this to his Johnson or his balls or was it asleep? That's my question.
That's a good question.
That's concerning to me on so many levels. Why? I don't get it. I don't get it. Not for me to get. No, folks, you've been waiting on it. It's time for it. It's here. It's about support. All right, Jay, my first story is this. It's just despicable. Oh, man. In Florida again, a Florida man is arrested after chopping off his own Johnson with some shears because the female pastor would not give him none.
So because the pastor wouldn't give him none, he cut off his own Johnson?
From the whole church. Don't get
wow,
it.
Wow, that's a way to prove a point.
You ain't gonna get none now.
At all.
Oh my goodness. I don't get that take at all. I don't get it. Here we go. Alleged sexual assaulter, Kodak Black, raps about punching pregnant young Miami in the stomach.
Oh, wow. That's bad. How do you... First of all, no pregnant woman should be getting punched in the stomach or punched anywhere, period. He's a scumbag for that.
And he's in jail. How you recording someone from jail?
Good question.
I don't get that. How do you record... How is he recording songs from jail? I don't... How does that work?
I don't know. Maybe he got, like, special privileges or something while he's in there.
Man, oh, man. Yes, indeed. We got this. Oh, sweet yeehaw. Mariah Carey congratulates Lil Nas X after Old Town Road breaks her record with 17 weeks at number one.
Dang. Lil Nas broke Mariah Carey's record?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. The little songs are starting to wear on me, though. It's starting to wear on me. I used to like it, but it's starting to be starting to wear on me. It's breaking me down, little by little. You know, so starting to like it a little bit. We got this separation affirmation. Emily B. Hint, she's done with Fabulous due to his toxicity.
What did he do?
You know, he tried. Sure. He been trying to get back with her, but you know, he's been real toxic lately with his attitude and his Instagram posts and his aggressive ways lately. Here, she's done with him. She's finished with him.
Well, yeah, if he's toxic and you know he's bringing nothing but negative vibes into her life, then yeah, she has all rights to move on and put her life in a different direction.
And you know, you can't go on week about Donald Trump tweeting some racist about somebody black and prominent. He called Al Sharpton the con man, said he who hates whites and cops. And Sharpton clapped back and saying if he was a con man, he would hire him for his administration.
Oh. Okay. Clap back was real.
No
from
lies
Al Sharpton.
There.
Exactly. I don't blame people when they, you know, when they clap back at him because he just feels that he can say and do what he wants.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to check the bullet. Check the bullet.
Yep.
We got this. Mentally ill mom of six arrested after allegedly stealing Taraji P. Henson's identity.
How did she steal Taraji P. Henson's identity? Like, how did that even happen?
That's a good question. They didn't say that one. They didn't say.
Because I would assume that Taraji P. Henson's security is on lock. I don't get how she just got her identity like that. But dang.
Yeah, you would think. Man, oh man. Pregnancy confirmed. Kiki Wyatt spotted bumping around with baby number 10. She must not like seeing her feet.
Baby number 10, so how are they going to be going around to, that's a lot of kids. How are they going to be going around to, like, I don't know, dinners, soccer games, stuff like that, if they all have to leave the house at the same time? What do? Take, like, two or three cars at the same time? Man, that's a lot of kids.
I'm thinking about just how long she's been pregnant. Think about that. That's like 9 months, like 10 times. It's like 90 months. So that's like, she's been pregnant like, shoot, man. Let me do the math on that. That's like, she's been pregnant 6.5 years of being pregnant of her life. She must love the OBGYN and getting pregnant and going to appointments all the time. She must enjoy that routine, I guess. My Lord.
Yeah, you have some people like that who actually like being pregnant. They like having babies and stuff like that.
Man, oh man. Here we go. Jesus take the meal. Woman orders food from Sonic, then tells waiter, this one's, quote, this one's on God, before dipping on her dinner.
So she didn't pay for a word, and God was going to...
She did, and she's on the loose now still.
Yeah, okay, so God doesn't, quote, pay for things. It doesn't work that way. God doesn't be wrong, but God doesn't for things like, well, what's going to happen? Like, God's just going to, like, send some cash from the sky to pay this waiter before the end of the shift.
This waiter at Sonic, of all places. Like, really?
Yeah. Got some nerve.
A lot of nerve. Word on the street is that Lori Harvey, Steve Harvey's daughter, is getting her cake smashed to smithereens by Diddy, who's trying to get over his loss of Cassie. Enjoying some hot girl summer with a little young hot girl. What are your thoughts on Diddy and Lori Harvey getting their freak on?
I would say as long as Lori Harvey is of age and she's over 18 years old, I say they're both consenting adults.
Me too. I don't too much care who this man is bopping, but I will say her dad is a sellout. So I don't know what to say about her. Her daddy's a sellout, so I don't know what to think about him. So we'll let that ride, Lori. Get your freak on, honey. You got this musty mayo wench who called black women the N-word in a kind of restaurant, says, quote, she'll do it again. I like calling them N-words. That's what they are.
Does she even know what the N-word even really is supposed to mean by definition? And then she actually enjoys calling black people such a demeaning word?
Mm-hmm.
What makes her any better? I can't stand when racist white people do that and think that it's funny. There's nothing funny about that. My whole thing is, if somebody wants to be racist, okay, cool, be racist. But don't disrespect other races just because you don't like their race. Just go your way, they go their way, that's it.
Exactly. Like, come on now. Like, what are you doing? Is this terrible? They always try to make a reason for it. No reason for it. And here we go. Oh my goodness. Florida man arrested for throwing a brick through man's house because his cat got in his yard and left him dropping it only on his porch.
So the man threw the window because the guy's cat got into his yard.
Yes, and left some droppings.
It is not that serious. Like, that doesn't equate to it being just trying to throw a brick through with one. These people take things from 0 to 100 quick. Calm down.
Exactly. We got this one. York City robber arrested after getting caught in a chimney, thinking he slide down the chimney to get in the house.
What do you think he was, Santa Claus?
Like he did.
Yeah. Wow. That's not the way how this is supposed to go.
Exactly.
Like, if somebody's gonna do something dirty, at least have a plan of action.
Exactly. It gets worse. Tennessee Best Buy customer arrested after slamming broke TV through a salesman's head who sold it to him because of that it being defective.
He threw the TV at the salesman's head?
He threw it through. He actually put the salesman through the whole TV. He threw it.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. And all that was unnecessary. It's like, if the TV's defective, all he had to do was just show his receipt, and they would have replaced the TV. That's it. The TV. Once again, 0 to 100.
Yes, indeed. It's just, really? This is crazy. I don't get it. I don't get it. And also, we got this story. Florida man arrested for going to the Dick's Sporting Goods store and trying to choke a salesman with a fishing rod because he looked at his woman the wrong way.
The salesman probably wasn't even paying attention to his woman. He's probably just trying to do his job, and homeboy's just jealous and possessive. Crazy psycho.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. It gets better. Minnesota man arrested for peeing on boss's desk in his form of resignation.
That's how people are resigning now? How about a letter of resignation or just say, hey, I quit?
Let me pee on your desk. Really? What kind of take is that?
Yeah, so much of getting that job reference.
Let me pee on your desk and resign. Pee on your
that's disgusting.
Oh, man. And the final story today is this. Oh, my God. Florida man arrested for jumping out of selling a dog tree to kick the salesman's butt who would not give him the right balloon.
0 to 100.
How'd you get in the saloon, sir? How'd you get up there to hide the whole day? How did you do that, sir?
These people are crazy.
I've heard
everything tonight.
I told you it'd get worse. So, as we close up the Boss Report, what is your take on part two of the report?
I don't even know where to start. You got people getting attacked for Dollar Tree balloons. You got glitter being poured on animals. You got the banana pudding being used as a weapon. You got hot chili being used as a weapon. What is wrong with these people?
Exactly.
No, but for real, though, the banana pudding and the glitter, that got me today.
And the hot chili and the meth in wedges, too.
Yep.
And also, cutting off your Johnson in front of church is not a good idea.
In church.
Unless not, you show up, flash your meat to a pharmacist to get pills. Like, come on.
Exactly.
We must be better people. Must be better. Well, folks, that's this week's Boss Report on the Boss Man Show. Check us out at BossManShow.com. We are out.
And if you don't know, now you know.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, WinterGuard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey, parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you're gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.